Hurried up, y'all. If they didn't hear Minion number one over here yelling a little bit ago, they'll come looking for them when they don't return.
After a juiced-up Sonny ripped that demon's throat out, Dawn rushed the gang to pack their things and get moving.
Rita, what are you doing with that dead demon?
Looting their body.
Oh, damn.
What?
I've done that a million times in video games, but it feels unseemly in real life.
Well, when you've been bopping around hell dimensions for a couple of years, you learn to always loot the body.
Are you sure you aren't turning into Dexter?
Listen, I... Oh shit.
What? What's wrong?
This demon has a map of this dimension. It's small as hell.
Yes, that's why it's Ambrosio's. Smaller dimensions almost always go to some rich king of hell. It's like billionaire humans buying those tiny man-made islands in Dubai.
What's more interesting than the map is that there are notes on it. I think this demon is trying to find Ambrosio. There are notes about which places have been searched. We can use this.
That's lovely, but we really have to go.
Is everyone ready?
Sonny, you got your knife?
Got it.
And I've got my new machete.
Good. It's highly likely that Judith has more minions nearby. We may run into them.
Leonard, are you good to teleport?
Maybe one or two people somewhere within this dimension, but...
I can do it. I can't poof interdimensionally anymore, but I can poof us in this dimension. How about I take Sonny and Dawn, and you take Millie and Jaxie?
Take us where?
Here.
That's the water treatment facility for this dimension!
Yeah, and I've killed a bunch of kings of hell. Why is a water treatment facility surrounded by so many of the buildings here that are marked as being Ambrosio's homes? Why would a rich guy build his homes around someplace as stinky as a water treatment facility?
Oh my god, I think you're onto something.
Onto what?
He wouldn't build his home that close to the plant unless there wasn't actually any water being treated there. I think this is a safe house or a bunker of some sort.
And according to this map, Judith's people haven't been there yet.
They probably don't think it's worth visiting.
Seems like as good a plan as any. We'll meet you there, Rita. Millicent, Jaxie, are you ready?
Ready?
I'm goat mom now? Oh, gracious. My heart. All right. Rita, we'll meet you all there.
Y'all ready?
Ready.
Yep.
Let's go, girls.
Okay, the meeting is called to order. The meeting is called to order.
Y'all, shut up! Viv is talking!
Why did that work?
They respect you.
Whatever.
Okay, we need to debrief after the broadcast. I want to hear about how it's going with all the new witches. You don't...
One at a time.
Told you so. Okay. How about we start with a representative from the alchemists? Hank.
It's Hank, with an R.
Oh, my apologies. I've never heard that name before.
It's just an old hillbilly name. My Christian name is Ignatius P. Witherington.
And you prefer Hank?
You bet.
Wonderful. Hank, how goes it with the alchemists?
Oh, we got a shit ton of chemistry teachers who learned they was witches.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yep. Anyone we've seen hurling mystery fluids at demons has been recruited to help make alchemist fire potions to hand out to all the witches.
And that's been going well?
Mostly.
How so?
Well, not everyone throwing liquids at demons is a witch. Some people been throwing Slurpees and jars of piss. We've had to make a new rule. The liquid's gotta explode or do something silly for them to be recruited. It's mostly worked.
Can you spare any alchemist fire for the workshop? I know Nate liked to make bombs with it.
Already on it. There's a case of it in the lobby to split out amongst yourselves.
Wonderful. Thank you, Hank. On the topic of new witches, I don't think any of us considered that some of these people would be children. Artificers in Wyoming had to take a magically enhanced super soaker from an 8-year-old.
Cool.
Not cool. The kid could have hurt themselves or someone else.
Did anyone ask the kids how they did it?
I mean, no.
Y'all artificers love making magic guns, but that's not exactly accessible to everyone. If you could buy some super soakers and magic those up, you could hand them out to new grown-up artificers to protect themselves. Hell, fill the things with alchemist fire.
Or piss!
Hank, why would we fill the water guns with piss?
Well, I did that to the Jehovah's Witness fellas that kept pestering me at my house.
And are we fighting pushy missionaries at present or demons that are ripping the wings off of planes?
Demons!
Exactly. Keegan, the water gun idea is great. I've made a note to get some folks here working on gathering a bunch of them for handing out to new artificers. We'll see how they handle the alchemist's fire potion, and we'll also ask that 8-year-old what the fuck they did to theirs. Apparently, they shot a hole clean through a demon?
Hell yeah.
Next item on the agenda, diviners. Any news? Diviners?
If I may.
Yes, Lupe?
I think that Reggie fella from the diviners camp left to go help with the effort to predict rifts. I talked with him before he left, and it seems that every diviner out there is working on it. They're taking shifts. They're predicting where the rifts will open and using the artificer journal system to tell everyone the exact locations where they're going to open. Thanks to their combined predictions, witches have been able to close most new rifts as soon as they open.
Most?
Some of them have been opening in hard-to-reach locations. Siberia, Mount Everest, Antarctica. Some in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even think about that. I don't know a way around that. Keegan?
What? Yeah?
What did I just say?
No fucking clue. I am so tired.
How can we help other witches reach hard-to-access rift locations?
I don't know. I guess you need someone who can teleport, like a demon or something.
We're fighting demons.
Yeah. The ones coming through the rifts, looking to fuck our shit up. You're not seeing the millions more on the hell side of the rifts, leaving us the fuck alone. Also, you've all met Leonard. Just because he looks like an adorable little bipedal goat doesn't change the fact that he's a demon.
Would these demons help us?
Why would I know that? Why is everyone asking me questions?
You're in charge.
I don't want to be.
Hate to break it to you, kid, but I think you're going to have to get used to being in charge, even when you don't want to be. To all the new witches out there, you're the voice that changed their lives.
Also, you're a creative problem solver. I've known you for a short time, but you've shown some truly genius lateral thinking.
Thank you. Lupe, that's very nice. But I know fuck all about demons. I know 2 demons.
Who do you know besides Leonard?
This demon named Grakna? I met her when my gay aunt and I got sucked into a D&D campaign because Heek over here was cryptic about what his magic mushrooms would do.
I've already apologized and implemented a new warning label on my mushrooms.
I got eaten by a giant cube of guacamole, Hank.
Gentlemen.
That's it. Those are the only 2 demons I know. Leonard and Grakna.
And this Grakna person, would she help us?
Yeah, for sure. And if I recall correctly, she hosts a book club with like-minded demons.
Is she also summoned via a sex toy that remains in her at all times?
Not to my knowledge. I think that's a Leonard exclusive.
Then, how did you meet this demon? Why was she at your Dungeons and Dragons game?
Oh, she's a patron demon of Dawn's friend Dax.
Rigoletti?
Dax Rigoletti? Of the Warlafio Rigolettis?
Oh, come on. They're really chill. They do everything above board. They don't kill anyone. And besides, I don't even know if they're still technically a warlock on account of the whole being turned into an energy vampire thing.
I mean, they want to.
Y'all realize that many of the witches we've now awoken might be warlocks, yeah? Warlocks have a unique connection to hell dimensions. That's how they find demons to be their patrons in the first place. With a hell dimension literally bleeding into our own, don't you think it would be wise to not alienate this entire group of new warlocks? If this demon helper idea is gonna work, y'all need to stop being fucking bigots and address your implicit biases.
I ain't biased,
says the guy with a squirt gun full of pits.
There's a reason we don't trust warlocks.
What reason? The fact that none of our flavors of witch historically wanted to work with them because of their proximity to demons, who have as much capacity for good as we do? So they were pushed to do some unsavory shit to survive.
This is an example of why everyone assumes you're in charge.
Oh, fuck, shut up. Okay, if y'all are gonna force me to be in charge, I guess I'm gonna tell you what to do. Get me instructions for Dax Rigoletti to get to the workshop.
Got it, Chief.
Listen, I may be just a simple country sorcerer, but even if we do want to work with Rigoletti, don't you think it's unwise to give directions to the workshop to a warlock who is also...
I think you're gonna keep it to yourself unless you have a better idea. You're functioning on your biases and not logic.
I am not. I don't think it's biased to say.
You wanted me to be in charge, and that means you shut up now. Viv, once you get me the workshop instructions for Dax, I'll give them a call. We've exchanged numbers after the whole D&D thing. They will help us contact Gracna, and she can help us recruit demonic comrades to our cause. We will get all the rifts closed, no matter where they are. We have to.
Well, holy shit, I changed my mind about Dax.
Good. I'm sorry I raised my voice.
Oh, not because of what you said, sugar. I looked them up. Look at how gorgeous they are.
Oh, wow.
Oh, damn, they're very charming.
You're gonna trust Dax because they're conventionally attractive.
I mean, look at them. They can't be all bad.
Can you make a note for us to see about some kind of sensitivity training for everyone once the apocalypse is averted?
Oh, yeah, already on it. See? Everyone is too busy to notice you. It's okay.
Kyle held Ricky's bony hand as they made their way through the chaos. With the Sibyls halting most of the DMV's work, things had become congested. Nobody knew what to do with all of the living things these Sibyls were carrying in their tummy dimensions. Without knowing where to send most of these people, and still processing non-Sibyl-related souls, things had devolved into unbridled chaos.
I'm so beautiful, someone will surely notice me. And what are we supposed to do once we find Astaroth and Uriel? The DMV limits my powers while I'm here. It's not like I can hurt them. I know I talked a big game about chopping their hands off, but I was hungry and in a rage because Linda had my hot pocket. Now that I've eaten, I can see the reality of the situation. Linda certainly can't chop their hands off, and I love you so much, but you're literally bones, baby.
Let's worry about all of that once we actually find them. We need to get access to the executive area to see the higher-ups. Astaroth has a dick on their face. Surely we could find them quickly. It's hard to miss.
I don't see them, okay? I see me getting hauled back to the re-education camp forever. But this time, my Sybil BFF won't be there on account of her being dead. So nobody will help me escape.
Hold on. You made friends with a Sybil?
Yeah, why?
Sweetie, look around. This place is backed up because of Sybils. The final Sybil died, and while we were working on their extinct species paperwork, they all revealed they had missing people in their stomach dimensions. If your friend is here, maybe they could help us by swallowing Astaroth or Uriel until we can get them to the biometric scanner for the executive area.
Oh, I think the final Sybil is Vicky.
That's your friend?
Yes, we have to find her. What are you doing?
Oh, using this person's computer to see where Vicky is.
And how do you know their password?
Because everyone here is unable to grasp the most basic cybersecurity. This sticky note on their monitor has their password on it. Oh, I found her. She's still here.
Oh my god, we have to find her. What cubicle is she in?
She's in cubicle 5,485,069.
69.
Nice.
Let's find Vicky.
Meanwhile, in DMV cubicle 5,485,069... Do I need to give you a second to laugh at this funny sex number?
You know...
Okay, second over. In DMV cubicle 5,485,069, Vicky was doing her part to help take down the DMV.
Most humans with a Vorkink are fantasizing about being swallowed themselves. You'd think, with my ability to swallow just about anything, wink. You know what I'm talking about, you dirty bird. Anyway, you'd think I'd want to be the one getting swallowed for once. But I'm really not into it. I experimented with it once when Ariadne and I were...
Oh my god!
What?
I asked if you could give me some sort of passenger manifest for all the living things you're currently holding in your stomach dimension, and you're telling me about your fetish.
It's a kink for me.
What?
It's a matter of semantics. A kink is an out-of-the-ordinary sexual proclivity that one doesn't need for satisfaction. A fetish, on the other hand, is required for arousal. I don't need to swallow someone to get freaky.
I mean, that seems like an important distinction, but I was asking you if...
It is an important distinction. So, Vore is a fetish for some, but a kink to most. So, as I was saying...
Can you give me a passenger manifest?
Oh my god, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I swallow people all the time. I couldn't possibly tell you that. That's like asking me for my body count. One, it's rude. And two, it's none of your fucking business. And three, wouldn't you like to know? And four...
You make me wish I could die and get sent to a hell dimension. You know that? I have so much work to do. And you just... God damn it! Oh, did you just roundhouse kick me in the... Kyle?
Kyle! Mm-hmm.
Vicky!
I'm calling security. Of course, you and this Vore freak know each other. I'm just gonna... Ricky, did you just impotently chop me with your bony hand?
They are not impotent.
Oh, this is your Ricky.
Yes, he didn't dump me.
I told you they'd wait for you.
So, I'm gonna finish dialing security, and you're gonna... Go to...
Oh my god. Okay, one sec, Kyle. Let me get rid of this bitch.
No. You close that vortex right now.
Baby, you got another roundhouse kick of the tank?
No. Don't you fucking...
That's teamwork, baby.
Oh, Vicky.
I missed you, gay boy.
This whole Sybil thing is you helping Viv and Keegan out, isn't it?
That's exactly it. I let Amelia Earhart out and everything. We're gonna gum up the works here as long as we can.
Hi. Vicky?
Yes, nice to meet you. You must be Ricky.
OMG. Ricky and Vicky.
Yeah, rhyming is fun. Vicky,
Could the other Sibyls manage without you?
Yeah, for sure. What you need?
Well, we need you to swallow either an angel or a demon so we can use their hands for opening a door.
Oh, but I just ate that bitch. I'm full.
Oh, no. I didn't think about that. What are we...
I'm fucking with you, bud. I'm always down for swallowing stuff. I got room for another guy in here.
Oh, Vicky, I missed you.
So, tell me about the people I may be swallowing.
Well, oh, the demon Astaroth has 6 dicks.
Hell yeah, I'll set a new dick swallowing record. My old one was 4.
Leonard, Jaxie, and Millie awaited the arrival of the rest of the gang at the water treatment plant, where they surmised Ambrosio might be hiding.
All right, Jaxie. We'll need to keep the volume down, all right, my dear boy? Ambrosio could be here. We must remain quiet.
The best thing about being a woman.
Shut the fuck up.
Ambrosio could be right down the hall.
Baby, this is not the time for Shania.
Why is everyone piling on to me? Jaxie just barked.
He's a dog.
He's just a little guy. How is he supposed to know?
And he was telling you to shut up!
Fine, fine. I'll save Shania for karaoke.
We seem to have poofed into someone's office.
Well, this isn't Ambrosio's office.
Yeah, no shit. The walls are cement. There's no window. And the desk is being made level with an old can of beans? There are concert posters all over the wall here. Look, lotto scratches. This is clearly not where the King of Vampires is hiding.
Or you could just read that the name placard on the desk says Roger Higgins. You're not Sherlock.
I am losing my patience for the two of you sleeping in each other.
Whatever. I think Rita's right, though. I hear a lot of running water here, but I don't smell anything. If this place were really treating the water here, I'd be smelling hydrogen sulfide or methane or ammonia. Or
stinky poop water.
Yeah.
This place looked pretty big on the map. How should we start looking for Ambrosio?
Not to sound like an episode of Scooby-Doo, but should we split up and cover more ground?
Shush! Shut up!
What?
I hear someone coming.
Well, my goodness! I've got a full office, and how may I help you all?
You must be Roger. Pleasure to meet you. I'm Veronica Bubenheimer.
What is happening?
Shush!
And this is my wife.
Bitsy!
Yes, Bitsy. And this is our adopted daughter, Inga. You might be thinking, that's a fully grown woman in her 30s. But you'd be wrong. She has Benjamin Button disease, and if you call attention to it, you'll make her so upset she shits. Do not bother trying to speak to her, as she only speaks Finnish.
Terva, olen kotoisin Suomesta.
Whoa.
Now hold on.
It means hi, I'm from Finland. I memorized a few phrases after she told people I spoke Finnish last time.
Now, what's going on here?
I'm Veronica Bubenheimer, and this is my wife, Bitsy, and this is our old baby girl, Inga, who only speaks Finnish. We make up the family band, Inga in the Bubenheimers. You've won!
Won what?
One of the prizes for your lotto scratchers that was a live, intimate performance by us, Inga in the Bubenheimers.
Minja Olgen Inga!
And who are these people in the dock?
Hello,
Roadies! They are roadies.
Where are your instruments?
We're an a cappella group.
Logging into your work computer is certainly not the response we thought we'd get by telling you about your incredible prize. Hmm.
I just had to look something up. The little red-headed roadie looks an awful lot like this picture of Carmilla. My Lord Ambrosio's biggest disappointment.
Fucking hell.
And I'm fairly certain that goat demon is Leonard Fuxwell. You gave me an invite to the Infernal Bacchanal once. I've seen you get Eiffel Towered by a goblin and a forest sprite.
My largesse will be my downfall. I must stop handing out invites like candy.
And using context clues and recent interdimensional news, I think that would make you, Rita, you, Don Menendez, and you, Sonny Simmons. Did you think we wouldn't be abreast of the latest threats to the king here? In his own dimension? He's not going to go out as easily as the other ones you've killed, Kingslayer.
Ugh. Rita, why do you try to put on these fake personas? They never work.
Oh, they never work? Roger here just logged us into his work computer while you were speaking Finnish.
What? Dude!
What?
I'm sorry, I doubted Veronica Bubenheimer. I'll never doubt her again.
Thank you.
Let me see if there's anything useful in here.
I fear I won't be able to be seen anywhere in this dimension without drawing attention.
If my gut is right, I don't think we're going to have to go anywhere else.
You're making assumptions.
Her reasoning is sound. You should really trust her more. This place doesn't smell like a water treatment plant. Ambrosio wouldn't have houses surrounding this place if it did.
What do you mean it doesn't smell like a water treatment plant? It smells foul in here.
Rita perforated Roger's bowels when she chopped him in half. Here, a map of the building.
I don't see anything weird.
Look at Rita's map.
Yeah.
The map you have is of the building's footprint outside. The map on this computer is of the layout inside the building. What the fuck is in the back of the building here that's on Rita's map, but not in the layout?
My gracious, you're right! There's about a sixth of the entire plant unaccounted for in this building layout.
If I were Ambrosio, I think that would be the perfect place for a safe house.
All right. Let's go find Ambrosio. We'll grab the girls and Jaxie and poof again?
Yep, meet you there.
Medicine? Jaxie?
Ready.
Ready, girls?
As I'll ever be.
Yep.
The best thing about being a woman. Hey friends, if you like this episode, you can thank our Patreon supporters like Jill Shambaugh, Bethany Glass, Percy, Chamberlain Foreman, Nanya B, Kate Michigoose, Kate Genius, Chips 1012, Dave Perrell, Megan E, Carl Brooks, Natasha Neves, Gus, Lutzi, Helen Clifford, B. Trossler, Sewing Seraph, Rachel Rachelson, Fintago, and Randy Lovings. Now, there are just a few more episodes of the show left. Just to prepare you, I think this is episode 25, but I'm already working on the spinoff, so I might be completely off on which episode you have just listened to. I apologize. I am lost in the sauce, but there are only a few more episodes of the show left, but you can still help us by telling people about the show. We have the spinoff coming out. I'm already working on that and another audio drama, and I have a third one I can't even think about until I get the spinoff worked on. We're going to be recording the spinoff starting in late July, early August. We're going to start doing that. So we're still actively at work making new stuff for you. So if you want to tell people about the show, you will be helping us still. So even though it's about to come to an end, word of mouth is entirely how we grow. And you all have done such a great job helping us with that over the nearly 5 years we've been doing this. If you want to help us out financially, you can go to the show details to find a link to the Mixnomer Patreon, where you can support the stuff we are doing now, like this, and Info Dumpies. And hey, if you haven't checked out Info Dumpies, it's mostly me and Violet vibing and info dumping about stuff we think is interesting. I did one about gay Star Trek fanfic. You should check it out. But yeah, you get bonus material for those shows and any of the new shows we'll start doing. And that is a way to help us. We're about to ship Taryn a new setup for stuff because we had the money to do that because of you. And if you want to help us out, but you do not have the money, you can also subscribe and rate the show and leave a chill comment on your podcatcher of choice. If it supports comments and ratings and reviews, that helps us get more action in the algorithms. It shows that people are interacting with the show and we're more likely to get listens and get recommended to other people. If you want to come hang out with us, you can go to the show details to find a link to our Discord server where, honestly, the vibes are immaculate. I love that Discord server. Everyone is very chill and supportive. You can be yourself, hang loose, share some cool memes, join the weekly Stitchin' Bitch. It's really fun. I love our Discord server, and you don't have to be a patron to join anymore. You can just go to the show details and join our Discord server. But that's all that I've got for you now, my friends. Until next time, try not to die.